The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
If you talk about the top 10 most stressful events in an adult life, where would you rank moving? Moving house?
Speak to Ryan Huang. I believe that's what he's doing at the moment.
He had to take 2 weeks leave to get this done, and even that.
And I have to say, I've moved country quite a few times.
Yeah,
it is quite something. Life pre-COVID-19 saw the trend of more people choosing to move internationally in pursuit of the digital nomad lifestyle due to the rise in flexible work.
Ah, good point. But the process is typically, well, it's quite headache inducing. Comes with a lot of roadblocks. You've got high costs. You've got slow shipping times, storage container issues, just among them.
Yeah, plus the industry is extremely fragmented, which has often neglected customer service. Movers turns the traditional logistics industry upside down by providing a smart, curated platform. It connects customers with the right services at the right time.
So I understand that instead of just moving your possessions, they say they can move their customers' lives.
That's quite a thought, isn't
it?
This as they provide tailored recommendations for essential extra services to ensure as smooth a move as possible. And that can include, and this is so useful, I can tell you, connecting your utilities, opening up bank accounts, to buying insurance, or the most important, setting up the Wi-Fi.
Well, yet now with global restrictions on movements and also congestions at seaports, how has COVID-19 impacted the global logistics sector? We found out more from Lee Junxian, the CEO and co-founders of Movers. Good morning, Junxian. How are you?
Hey, morning. Okay, doing good.
All right, that's good to hear. So you're one of the founding members of Movers. You guys, it was created by a group of entrepreneurs. I am curious as to where the idea came from that you were going to focus on international logistics.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting question. So I guess our origin story was that I have two partners, Jerry and Vishnu. So we were all classmates. We're local graduates from NUS. So we each come from different backgrounds. We graduated into the great financial crisis. So I guess kind of like what it is now, it was like a recessionary period. So not a great time to graduate. So we took different paths. Long story, but my partners actually started out in the business for about 7 to 8 years. They faced problems themselves being an operator. And back of their head, they always wondered why didn't someone just come out with a solution as such? Yeah, so fast forward to 2 years ago, we got together, we discussed about it, about the opportunity. For me, I've been an operator in the tech scene for a little bit longer. So we did the usual, we sized the market, tried to understand the trends, and then tried to understand what was driving the trends. And exactly like you shared earlier, I think what we saw was that expats in the past, they were of a certain profile and they consumed in a certain way. But fast forward to today, like the expats, a lot of the expats are young. They don't necessarily stay in like bungalows. They might stay in a studio apartment. They might work for PayPal, and they might be an engineer. They hang out in co-working spaces. So the consumption habits are actually different. So we thought about it and then we realized that commercially, it was viable, right? Because we worked at the numbers and that was a traditional industry. The monetization model is already there. It's just that it was a little bit choppy, right? Like the services come in like drips and drabs, and none of it really sinks into a singular flow. So we went about ideation phase, did research for about 6 months, and I think we were encouraged by what we saw, and therefore Movers was born.
I have to say, this issue is very close to my heart because I've moved country so many times, even when I had a 1.5-month-old baby and 2 other children. So it can be really challenging. But back then, I remember manually putting stickers on those parts of my... So it was, see which one goes by air, which one goes by sea, and then labelling everything, what had to go to which room. So it was all really manual process. How do you even make this digitally ready, and why is that an important part of this?
I guess if you look at the world today, the rate of change of everything is accelerated by the internet. So it's no longer a question of if, but when. So if you look at how traditional industries kind of get disrupted, the first step is really like exactly you said, Manisha. You have to digitalize what used to be analog, and after you digitalize it, can you then optimize and automate it? Yeah. So what it translates to maybe into a human language, right? Is let's say if we used to write in the box, right? Like 1 out of 30, or if you look at the packers or the movers, they would bring 5-ply papers, right? And then there'll be a consignment note that's written. So all of that is analog. So if anything is analog, right, and it comes in physical dockets, you can't automate anything because the triggers digitally are not created. So if you imagine now, right, like, hey, like Manisha, like Packer 8 comes to your house and says, man, like, here is like the list of what I've inventorized for this box in this room, right? Can you confirm it? And just click yes. And like, ma'am, just need to confirm that the state of your valuable goods or the things that you're declaring insurance on is as such. Could you sign off digitally and confirm it? So assuming that that's done, right, the minute you click yes, right, the data is then sent to the cloud. The cloud then confirms certain things and then tags it to your box. Maybe it's a QR code, right, rather than a sticker that you manually fill in. That allows it to be, like, changeable. So at any time, like Manisha, you can just, log into your platform or your dashboard and then change what you need to change, update what you need to update, tag what you need to tag. And then that then triggers, the volumes to the truckers. So the truckers know what kind of truck to bring. Is it like a 10-footer truck, which is the smaller truck? Or is it like big truck? Or is it like a haulier that's coming with a container because, larger houses have larger volumes, right? So all of this can only happen when you have data, and data creates these triggers, right? So digitalization really is the first step. I think in a lot of parts of different industries, for example, e-commerce, right? When you buy something online through Shopee or Lazada or something, we cannot just expect to everything to be automated, right? Payments, and then we expect to receive message updates. Hey, my stuff has left the pot. My stuff, the seller has shipped up my items. Expect to, receive your items within 5 hours. It's kind of like an expectation. But if you look at the moving services industry and the relocation industry, this is fully absent. It's extremely traditional still.
All I can say, just a very, very quick pickup, is where were you when I needed you? Elliot, please.
Jintian, I'm curious, and this is a bit of a two-part question. First of all, pre-COVID, where was most of your businesses coming from? Was it, experts coming to Singapore or Singaporeans moving abroad? And right now, during COVID circuit breaker, maybe going into post-circuit breaker, what kind of changes have you had to make in terms of getting the job done?
Thanks, Alex. That's a good question. And it's a good question because we see very interesting trends. I think pre-COVID, right, we were seeing an economy, right, a world economy that was increasingly becoming very fluid. This was primarily driven, exactly as you shared, by digitalization, so location-independent mode. Maybe it's the gig economy, maybe it's digital nomads. So a lot of these things were coming up, and it was driven by the internet and low-cost carriers, so cheaper travel, basically. So if you look at, the world, the largest markets are, US, UK, China, India, but a lot of the nature of the moves were different. China and India were primarily outbound, so people leaving the country. And then if you look at US, UK, these are gateway cities, right? So you're talking about New York, you're talking about London. So they're highly transient. So if you look at our area, Singapore and Hong Kong, it's very similar. You're talking about people coming in and then people going out. So the two directions are actually what drives the market. Whereas you look at Australia, there are a lot of people going in and then staying in Australia. So it's more of that kind of market. It's it's a little bit of a repatriation market rather than an expatriation market. Okay. So the pace of life, in Hong Kong and Singapore, is slightly faster. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we see people coming in and staying on average about 3.5 to 4.5 years. And then maybe they hang out next in Bangkok, right? And then subsequently in Melbourne. So it kind of a shorter time frame. Right. So the in and out is what drives the market. If you fast forward to today, because a lot of the embargoes are regulatory by nature, what we are seeing is that actually in the short term, our volumes have gone up about 20%. Yeah, I know theoretically this seems a little bit bizarre, right? Mm. But when we look at the data, we realize a very simple correlation. The country with which people are moving to and the passport they hold are very similar. This basically indicates that maybe they are losing their jobs, right, and therefore they are repatriating home. Yeah, so in the short term, this seems to be driving the moves. So yeah, we're seeing a little bit of these patterns of migration flows, but yeah, our mini conclusion is that in the short term, this seems to be happening.
Yeah. I've actually heard a story of a friend just this week, and that's exactly what's happening. They're going back to their home country. So, I mean, obviously, we've got to ask about COVID-19 then. It's obviously complicated matters in terms of logistics. How are you managing?
So I think directly for movers, our impact is not that. We haven't seen a very big impact. And there might be one or two reasons that we hypothesized for this. Like, the first one is that we were digital from day one. Yeah, so what that gives us is like a lot of nimbleness. Ultimately, we are a platform and we amalgamate services. So think of us kind of like an Uber for international relocation. So the direct impact to us on the consumer front, it hasn't been too big because like primarily, like I think what we were chatting about just now, like yeah, people are still moving. It's just that the nature of the move is different. I think where it's hurt a little bit more is like in the supply chain side. So it's not affected us directly, but it's affect our service providers. Yeah, so what it sounds like is that the trucking industry for relocation in Singapore, right, is highly fragmented. They are primarily business owners in the, who are small, medium in size. Yeah, so these guys are like these guys are never tired. Right? So if let's say the economy turns downwards, then hey, they let go of their manpower, and then you know I'll just hang out for a while, the sole proprietor, and just wait for you know the economy to turn up again, and then I'll hire back up, right? So supply has actually taken a hit, like, whereby a lot of the service providers can no longer provide the service, and therefore it's a little bit of a supply crunch. That's kind of like the impact we've been seeing that's been indirect to us. On top of that, a lot of our, I guess, our compatriots in the relocation service industry, they have been also stripping down on costs now. Yeah, so that's kind of like one of the advantages of being digital. A lot of our processes are already automated and already in the cloud, whereas like if you're looking at a more traditional setup with like huge warehouses, a huge fleet of trucks and a lot of people on your headcount, you almost certainly have to downscale because your demand has dropped, so you have to drop the cost, right? Yeah, so that's kind of like one of the advantages we saw for us, whereby because we are digital and because ultimately we are a tech platform that amalgamates, the key job that, and you know, the key adjustment we've had to make really is to change the way resources supply. Yeah, and that's extremely different from the key job that a traditional business owner has to take. This decision criteria has to be balancing the books.
We're speaking with Li Junxian, who is the CEO and co-founder of MoveUs. Junxian, I want to jump ahead to how you guys secured a Series A funding totaling, I believe, $7 million last month. Could I check with you how this latest round of funding is going to help the business? What are you going to use the money for?
So I guess the work that was entailed with raising a round actually happened probably about half a year ago. So that's typically how long it takes to close a round. So yeah, thank God. I think we have very, very good investors. So our lead investor is Crest Ventures and YCH. Crest Ventures is like an entrepreneur-led fund. YCH is Singapore's largest homegrown logistics supplier and hang out in supply chain city. So they are basically asset owners. So they own warehouses, and huge fleets, and yeah, so extremely strategic and synergistic to us. So the conversations took place like probably like Q4 last year or late Q3 last year. I do think we got good investors that followed through all the way. The use of proceeds really would be to anchor the product build. So R&D, we spent the first 2 years of our existence and like operationally firming out the supply chain part of things. So building an ERP system that allows us to concatenate, which means like to synthesize the 10 different moving parts involved in every cross-border move. So you're talking about, you know, like amalgamating rates and then calculating like pricing for packers, for warehousing, for hauliers, for containers, for customs, for freight, which is land, air, and sea, right? Yeah, and then, you know, taking all of that and then running it through an algorithm and solving it and, you know, elegantly presenting it to Manisha and said, you know, hey, Manisha, this is how fast it's going to be and this is how much it's going to cost. Yeah, this is the answer, basically. So that was the what we did in the first year, the first 2 years. So moving forward, it's really to start anchoring like our regional expansion and then expanding our service offerings. Right. So we currently already operate in Hong Kong and Australia, but maybe like putting more boots on ground in these countries. And then on the cards is also expanding into China and optimistically India as well. So we have data showing that India actually has is a very interesting economy. I feel a very misunderstood one. Mumbai, for example, has the highest paid expats in the world. China is the other one that's very interesting. Honestly, we kind of have to pick our battles. So yeah, we're going to like do greenfield studies and see which one sticks. China basically is likely to be the next center of economic growth. Economic activity is what drives relocation. China has invested very heavily into the one but one road infrastructure, right? Basically linking up many continents. So it's very likely to be, for the next 10 years, the center of commerce, the Greater Bay Area. So, yeah, we can imagine a lot of people moving in and a lot of people moving out.
I'll tell you if Manisha ever needs to move again, I know who she's going to Google.
Yes, indeed.
M-O-V-A-Z or V-A-Z if you want to search it up. We've been speaking with Lee Jun Xian, who is the CEO and co-founder of MoveUs. Jun Xian, thank you so much for your time this morning. You take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.